We're going to go over to Newaygo County right now.
Run up to Frankenmuth, Michigan.
But we're going to run down to Birmingham right now, Birmingham, Michigan.
We're up at Northwood University. And
we're go over to South Haven, Ypsilanti, Eastern Michigan University.
You'll be hearing us from all over the place, but that's the beauty of this broadcast.
Now, it's Chris Holman's Business Beat.
And welcome back
to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here, coming to you from our studios at the Capital Region International Airport. We're going to stay in town. Carlos Sanchez is joining us. He's the executive director of Davenport's new Latino program. And Carlos, it's so good to have you on here. And of course, people think about locally Davenport being Lansing. Davenport actually, I believe, started in Grand Rapids and still has an incredible presence there.
That is correct, Chris. Thank you very much for having me. Yes, Davenport actually has campuses in Grand Rapids, in Lansing, Warren, Midland, Detroit, and a couple of collaborations with Kalamazoo College, for example, and Traverse City and other smaller places. So, yeah.
I'll tell you what, you guys have a pretty good footprint, and it's steadily grown over the years. So let's talk a little bit about the Latino program. And I will tell everybody that Carlos and I met really at a breakfast not long ago when you were kind of making a few of us community people aware of this program. And we all signed on board and said, this is awesome in a time when there's a shortage of talent, right? So this is helping with that. So tell us a little bit about that program.
Absolutely. So in short, Davenport is going to do, we're going to teach 12 programs at the undergraduate and graduate level in English and Spanish at the same time, fully online. 1 week, people will learn Spanish, 1 week in English, and so on and so forth. The reason this is good for the business community is because some organizations have underdeveloped talent in their organizations that give them the opportunity to get a bachelor's degree or even a master's degree, it would alleviate the burden of going all the time outside of the organization looking for talent.
Well, and you know, that brings the talent to the market that much quicker at an educated level. What was your career path, Carlos, to get you in this position?
I arrived here from Mexico City some 26 years ago, 2 years of college under my belt, and I actually graduated from Davenport University. So for me, it's kind of like coming full circle. I came here, started working, you know, while I was in school. I sold used cars, had any other things. I started working at the Grand Rapids Chamber, and that set my path to what I am doing now. I spent 10 years in academia at Ferris State University. So all of that gave me the rounded experience and knowledge to do what I'm doing right now.
You know, it's kind of interesting because we have people in Michigan and all over, really, who may be doctors, but in another country, and they are here doing janitorial work, and we're not taking full advantage of that skill set. This program, I think, will be a tremendous help to some of our border problems.
You're absolutely right, because they're already here, right? But they are underutilized. And trust me, some of them are frustrated that they cannot do what they studied for many years, or at least a couple of years back in their home countries. Usually the issue has been the language. So by learning in English and Spanish in the Latino community, again, this will help them fulfill what they were studying. And of course, again, help the Michigan economy, I mean, national economy, because this is fully online, but for what concerns us, the Michigan economy.
Absolutely. This is really great stuff. Now, tell me about the implementation. When are you actually introducing this, and how do people find out? How do you go get that student?
Right now, we're already accepting applications for the program, but the classes will start the fall of 2024, this fall right now. What we're doing right now is getting everything ready. We are already, like I said, accepting applications, talking to the folks that are interested, getting their transcripts and getting them all set up for start the classes in 2024.
How are you promoting this? Because there are pockets of these folks out there, and sometimes, I mean, they drop through the cracks only because no one has said to them, there's this opportunity.
Well, thanks to venues like this, outlets like this, this is how we're promoting it. Of course, we're going on social media. We have ads on radio and in other areas. But most of it, I think, has been word of mouth. And again, through our campuses in all Michigan. One thing that is important also to note is that even though the name is Casa Latina, this is at its core a bilingual program. So anybody that speaks English and or Spanish can join Casa Latina.
There you go. Okay. So it's kind of a ESL and let's get people in back into the workforce. Carlos, I think this is a marvelous program. I bid on it and I swallowed the first day. We're going to help you with this program as well. So let us know what we can do. All right.
Thank you very much, Chris. Any information, you can go to davenport.edu/Casa Latina.
Perfect. All right. Carlos Sanchez, Executive Director of its new Latino program. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for the good work you're doing there. And we will be back in just a minute with more. I'm Chris Holman. You're listening to Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network.